Welcome to Radio Freeman, coming to you from out in the ether.
Yeah. Good. confused. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Gotta stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? Deaf, dumb, and blind, you just keep on.
Now that you're aware of the problem, now that you know what's going on, and you know that our leaders are not working for our benefits, what is it that we do? Do we get angry? Do we stand up and scream? Do we go hunting the bad guy? do we fight amongst ourselves as to who is right and who is wrong. We're going to find that you're going to get angry. You're going to get sad. You're going to wonder why this is all going on. There is so much data, so many things. Oh, let's look at this, let's look at that. They're doing this, they're doing that. And I find that those that are telling us the things that are going on, and I'm thinking of Alex Jones and of Greg Zemanski and John Stadtmiller, and how they're all fighting amongst themselves and fighting those that are helping them. And they're fighting over who the bad guy is. Oh, no, it's this, it's that, it's the other. Is this really the answer to our problems? Do we really want to just continually hunt this bad guy down, point out who the bad guys are so that our belief systems will be right and theirs will be wrong? Or can we start to move into a new direction? Can we start to look for a new way of existence? I don't want to sit here and give you data upon data. I don't want to talk to you about the symbolic version of the Virginia Tech massacre. I don't want to even discuss any more of the news or the events going on. It's just endless. It's another distraction. It'll just go on and on and on. And it's going to continue to go on until we start to find a new path. So as we start to open our hearts and open our minds to this new path, then we can start to just forget about these guys. And that's really the objective. Now, they're definitely going to pull off another attack, and they're going to pull off World War III. These things are coming. This is what they do. They've always done this. They've enacted world wars. If you follow the data, you'll find that they've been spurred. They've been false flag terrorism. The Boston Tea Party was nothing more than a false flag terrorist event. And they've crafted this America, and they've made you all so proud of it, and they've crafted England, and they made them all proud of it, and France, and just on and on. Israel, it just goes on and on. And this is all the reality manufacturing. This is all a total farce. This is them giving you your reality. But what is reality? What is the truth? Is any of this the truth? Is this really what we want to do? Sports teams fighting one another? I mean, certainly when we get into our indoctrination programs known as the educational system, they teach us all of this stuff, and it's all lies, lies upon lies. They want you to be constrained within this box, and they want us infighting. They want us fighting over who's right and who's wrong. They train us in these methods. I mean, that's really what this whole sports team mentality is, as you watch people. And me, myself, I've always found it so curious how people attach themselves to their home team and then, you know, fight these other teams. And I watch as the soccer fans beat up one another, and I'm just like, God, is there any hope? So how do we start to focus on what's right? How do we start to find our path? Well, for me, it all lays within this synchronicity. I just naturally took to this, and I know this is all I seem to talk about, but really it's the answer, and so I have to. I'm not going to sit here and tell you about this event and that event, and certainly I've done enough protests to know that that's all worthless. You know, if you don't have the media behind you, it doesn't matter. 500,000 people gathered to protest the IMF and the World Trade Organization in Seattle and in Washington, D.C. Did it make any difference? Hell no. It doesn't make a lick of difference. Protests are totally worthless. And when I talk with people and I find people in Austin that have never heard of Alex Jones, and as I'm now traveling around the country and I'm talking to people and they've never heard of David Icke, they've never heard of Art Bell, and maybe many of you listening to me haven't as well. I don't know. It's kind of amazing to me because we're all kind of constrained in our own little box, and never shall the two worlds meet. And certainly when I talk to people, they tell me, oh, I don't want to know any of this stuff. I live in my blissful denial, and I really don't want to know. And it's just amazing. And it's just going to continue on as long as we continue following this carrot. So what do we do? I think that the answer is synchronicity. I think that you need to start training yourselves in methods that are beyond rationality, beyond the reasonable, outside of this age of reason that the reality manufacturers, the secret rulers of the world, want you to believe in and think about. These courts and these legalities and all of the madness that comes with all of that, it's all a farce. It has been from the beginning. It is to protect the evil so that they can continue on, and to suppress the good so that we have no power. But our power lies within, and if you're looking for an answer, it is within you. So as we start to seek a new answer, then we need to start to seek peace within ourselves, because certainly we're never going to find peace without if we don't find peace within. And you've got to be able to achieve this peaceful state even in the massive chaos that's about to ensue. It's so important. So as we start to look for solutions, they're not in the protests, they're not in contacting your legislation, it's not in trying to talk the Republicans into acting like Democrats, it's not looking to the left or the right, the red or the blue. All of that's just, well, BS. It's all just a matrix set up around reality to keep you constrained. So the method, the path there, is to start to seek beauty. And it can be found everywhere. You're going to find beauty in people that are around you. If you go and seek friends, if you start to bond yourself with people around you, your life will start to become more fulfilled. How do we do this? Well, first you've got to set aside your ego. You've got to set aside your anger. You've got to set aside thinking that you're right and they're wrong and everybody's out to get you. You got to set all this stuff aside. And you need to just start to love one another. Oh, I know. It's just crazy hippie talk there, isn't it? That's true. As you start to find beauty in your world, as you start to seek a new path, this is the way. Sit back and just look at a plant. Look at a bird, a spider, a moth. Start to remember that little special place you had in your life when you were a child, when you could sit there in a field and time had no meaning, space had no meaning. You were able to create whole realities in your mind and live them. Well, start to do that now. Now, honestly, I've walked away from the quote-unquote real world, and so it is a little bit easier for me to enter this reality. So I'm not quite sure of the method you're going to need, because you are sitting at your cash register, or hanging out at your computer, or doing all this work that is just so pointless. And if you realize that this is all coming to an end, there's no doubt about it, then you might start to realize how pointless that is. And if you start to realize this pointlessness, you might be able to walk away from all that. Because that's the hardest part, is that you want to invest in this future. You have spent so much time working and so much time setting forward this belief, this plan. Oh, you know, I'm going to have this, that, and the other. You want to have it all set up for yourself, and you got to look out for your future. Well, friends, that future doesn't exist. It's not going to happen. There is so little time left, you just don't know. And so what's truly important is to start to create a reality within you that allows for peace and beauty, even in the worst of scenarios. So as you walk around, you drink in this inner bliss. Now here I am very aware of the evils around me, but I can still nurture this blissful reality. I can still get goosebumps as I share information with others, as I experience life with them. And as I travel, I'm able to make more and more and more friends. And it's because I'm willing to set aside my own personal ego. I have set aside any personal future investments to live in the now. And this is very important, because within this now is everything. And we can find a path that leads us through the madness and into a new reality, because you can't fight for peace. You can't expect the people with the belief systems to help you. It's all within you. And so you've got to allow them to have their belief systems. Don't try beating your belief system into them. And when I look, I see, you can't expect the Christian to help you, because he's sitting back waiting for Jesus. He's not going to look for a new path. You can't expect the politician to help you, because he's investing in this false future. You can't expect the sports fan to help you, because he's sitting back waiting for the next score. But you can have them all on your side as you start to promote this new version of reality. So as you start to sit in your blissful space, sitting by a fountain or in a park, and just letting the beauty sink in and focusing in on the auras, the energy fields that exist between you and the world, and you start to find this path, you start to have these synchronicities occur. And so this is what you're going to need when the shit hits the fan. You're going to need to be able to stay within this calm zone so that you can find the right path to take. And as this reality breaks down as it is, and as all the truth seekers are fighting amongst themselves, trying to prove themselves right, you'll be able to walk right through all of that and be led to the next friend that's going to guide you to the next friend. And all of this is very important, because once you develop this faith, no longer do you need a Bible to guide you. No longer do you need a politician to lead you. No longer do you need this system, this matrix that's been placed around you. And this is the answer that we are seeking. It's all within us. Go out today and try to be happy. Try to realize that there is a loving force that is nurturing and taking care of you. Don't focus on all the negativity, and realize that you're good.
Good. Something tells me you can read my mind, yeah. Something tells me you can read my mind. Your brain is calling to me one more time. Your brain is calling to me one more time. Your brain is calling to me one more time. You're good. You push. So good. Something tells me you can read my mind. Something tells me you can read my mind. Yeah. Something tells me you can read my mind. Your brain is calling to me one more time. I said, something tells me you can read my mind. Your brain is calling to me one more time. Your brain is calling to me one more time. Your brain is calling to me one more time. You're good, so good.
So now, if you know in your heart that you're good, how can you ever go wrong? As long as you're willing to have this belief, then where can you err? It just isn't possible. I certainly don't think that I do things wrong. I always come from a love perspective, and anything I say, do, is in consideration of anything and everything. I speak to all of you as if you're my friends, and that's the way I think of you all, so that's what I do. I'm here talking to my friends, and you guys are out there, and I don't see you, and I feel you, though, and you all write me back, and I think it's wonderful. I mean, my life is amazing, and I want you all to be able to follow the same path, and this is what I want to do. I don't want to sit here and bring you news and tell you who the bad guy is, because it's all of reality that's the bad guy. It's civilization itself that has us ensnared. It's not this aspect of it or that aspect of it. And if you really look at the picture, you realize that money is truly the evil force that's maintaining this ultimate evil reality. And I know many people don't want to believe that, and certainly many Christians have said to me, well, no, it's the love of money that's evil. And I'm like, no, look at the picture. I mean, just as an example, and this is maybe an extreme example, but consider the stripper that goes and I've known a couple strippers, and they're not happy at all. They're not happy with what they do. It really kills their soul, but they do it because they want to feed their children. Look at in the latest news, this poor lady who had to prostitute herself, even though she had a PhD, to make a living. And when she was caught and ridiculed in the media, and then committed suicide. How sad is that? This is money. This is that evil spell. Look at the damn thing. I mean, look at your dollar bill. It's a pentacle. It is a magical spell. That's all it is. It has no worth. It has no value. It is a magic spell. And it's a magic spell that creates evil. And I hope you can see that in time. If we start to recognize that this reality matrix that's been placed on us is nothing but evil, and that humans actually can live in a society that gets along, then we can start to find peace. But we're promoted, all the evils in the world are promoted to us, and the damn idiot box is constantly reconfirming all the structures necessary to keep these people going. And by these people, I mean the secret rulers of the world that have an ulterior motive to everything we're doing. They've got us just trapped up in our treadmill and they're busy getting their job done. And if you look at what they're doing, they know that there's a major catastrophe coming and they're getting ready for it and they're doing the things that are necessary for them to survive. And we are just being led by the nose. And it is that evil spell money that leads us by the nose. They don't need to control everything. I have people tell me, oh, well, you know, that giant conspiracy is just impossible. There's no way they could keep all of that under wraps. And you see, it doesn't require all of that. You just throw this magic spell in the particular direction you want and everybody follows it. So start to recognize that as well. Start to recognize that the whole contrivance that we call the real world is nothing but evil serving evil. And don't invest in it. Don't invest in this future. Don't believe in it. Because as long as you believe in the future that they are promoting for you, then this is just going to carry on to its inevitable destruction. So personally, you know, I think James Redfield and the Celestine Prophecies outline perfectly a method to escape this. And he even gets into the danger and still keeping the love vibe awake and alive within the danger. And we're going to need this because the danger is coming. As I say, they're not going to stop. World War III will hit America's shores. And it could even happen this year. I really think it is myself. I think we've got till about October before it really hits the fan. So we need to start to crystallize our perceptions of why we are here and why are you where you are right now. Start to realize that there isn't any coincidences. When you meet a person, there's a reason for it. The life is alive, and that's the thing they don't want you to realize. That's why they've put all these constraining methods on us, is they want you to think that it's an ABC process. They want you to think that if you vote for the right person, you're going to get the right results. And that's just poppycock. It's ridiculous. You know, like I said before, insanity is continually doing the same methods and expecting different results. I mean, if you elect Hillary, it's not going to make our lives any better. Do you know anything about this woman? I mean, they control the reality that we see of them. But I have insider information, and I know darn well that that woman makes everybody either step out of the hall as she walks down it, or if you can't step out of the hall, you better stand still and face down. Look down to the ground. You're not allowed to look at her. And if you do, she'll cuss you out like no other witch you ever met. And she is a witch. She actually has penises on her Christmas tree, and she has... Oh, God, you guys, you just don't know. Once you start to see this picture and you start to see how evil they all are, then you can't serve them anymore. So once you don't serve them anymore, you will start to learn this new way. And it will be laid out right in front of you as long as you hold a positive vision. Once you do, it's going to lead you to where you need to be. And it's right where you are right now. You don't need to change anything but what's inside of you. It'll give you hope. It'll give you chills. The goosebumps will start to just raise on your arm and up your back, and your hair is going to stand up, and you're not going to believe the quantum leap forward that humankind will take. Because this is what we're preparing for. It's not going out and trying to hunt down these evildoers. That's their way. I am not seeking retribution in any way. I do not want to see these people hanging on the gallows. I know that they will simply fade away once your love vibe is raised to a higher vibration. I know that all of this will just go away. There's no need for us to seek retribution. There is no need to want to destroy our enemy. That's their way. Our way is to raise our vibrations and to uplift those that are around you. Don't try to beat Alex Jones into people's heads, and don't try to force a new belief system onto people. Although kind of that's what I'm doing, although I'm not really trying to force it on you. I just want to explain it to you, what I have learned on my path. And I've been through the many different levels. I've been through protests, and I've been through anger, and I've been mad at all of you for not seeing this reality. And once I finally accepted it all, and that's really the key, you accept it all, and then you can move on. So you've got your plan here. I'm laying out for you. First, start to recognize the coincidences. Start to see the energy that exudes from everything around you. Realize that you're not at the right wrong place, that you're always at the right place at the right time. And our new world will start to form. It's not going to require you writing an outline. It's not going to require you to develop a new system of government. It's not going to require anything of you but love, and to recognize that you are good. And once you know that you are good, and once you know that you have your best intentions in mind, then just put your first step forward, and everything else will take care of itself. It doesn't require a whole lot of anything, and it's wonderful, and it's fulfilling, and that's the most important part, is that your life is fulfilling. Because right now, I know that it's not. I know that each and every one of you that is stuck at a dead-end job is miserable. And I want you to escape that misery. And I know that you can. I know that it's right here for all of us, and let's start changing the world. Let's see what's going to happen in the years to come. Because when you start to make connections between the events that are happening in your own life right now, you'll start to see the changing world. And it's going to happen. It's no surprise to me that I ran into James Redfield. It's no surprise to me that I met George Norrie. It's no surprise to me that as I travel around this country like I am right now, that I am treated like a friend. I'm welcome in everybody's homes, and it's so wonderful, and their children are wonderful. I'm having a really good time right now. I went to Orlando, and I filmed the giant penis out in front of City Hall there, and I stayed with my mom, because I know I don't have much more time with her left. But it's okay, because I know that we are all eternal, and I know she'll always be with me, and I'll always be with her. And I went up to St. Augustine and visited WQXT that is making Freeman Perspective known on the East Coast, and I guess I'm number 3 now. And oh, everybody was just so awesome. I was treated like a king, and many people wanted to stay in touch with me to talk more, and that's all I ask. And I went from there, and it turns out that I have family right by the Guidestones, so I went to the Guidestones, and of course I've made friends with Jack Blood, and so he had me report live from the Guidestones on his radio show. And next I'll go out to see the 40-foot goddess in Tennessee, and you know, the money I need, I don't care, I'm not concerned, it just shows up when I need it. And I don't even think about any of that. I'm not trying to make sales, and I'm not promoting my stuff. I haven't sold a single DVD personally while I'm out here. David Icke did pick up my article, and that did help my sales a little bit, but really I don't make any money at this, guys. I hope you know that is not even close to my motivation. I don't care. I really don't care about money one bit. Actually, I hate the stuff, as you can tell. So, you know, therefore it's there when I need it, and I can just travel across this country. I haven't been allowed to spend a dime. Nobody has allowed me to spend any money at all. And, you know, the gift of receiving is something that needs to be retrained into us, because we're all trained to be these rugged individualists, and that's also a farce. People love to nurture and take care of you. They love it. That's what humans do. We're creators. We're nurturing creators. And so if you allow it, if you know that everybody is your friend and that your only intention is to bring goodness to the world, then everything else just takes care of itself. And if you start to believe that, it will happen. I promise you, this is my life and this is what I do. And I have been treated like a king, and I am now friends with restaurant owners and just all over the place. I just end up getting taken care of. And it's not because I'm some needy homeless guy. It's because I love, and they see it and they feel it and they want to share it. And they want to share what they have with me. So I get brought into homes, I get nurtured, I get taken care of, and all I do is love them. And that's all I need to do, and that's all you need to do, and it will unfold before you. And this is the only answer. The only answer. You're not going to ever elect a good person, because good people don't seek power. And you're not going to be able to convince anybody to follow some new sort of government, and that is their power, the secret rulers of the world. What you need to do is know that you're good and share that with others, and everything else will take care of itself. And oh, if you start to recognize this, and how much stress will leave your world, because no longer are you stuck in future think. And if you realize that forethought is the only cause of stress, and stress is the only cause of illness, then you will never be sick another day if you live in the here and now. So seek that. And I could just sit here and continue saying this over and over again, because, well, I got an hour to kill. But, you know, you can be aware and you can find this path still. It doesn't matter. So seek what it is that finds you and go with that. Uplift the spirit of those that are around you, and life will nurture you. Follow what is good, and God will give you everything. I promise. I promise with all my heart that this is true. No longer do you need to worry about the future, because that future you think you're getting is a total lie, and they're going to come and take it from you. So you might as well start nurturing a new way for yourself, because it's coming now, folks. There's no stopping it. It doesn't matter if you listen to these truth seekers. I mean, it's good to know, but it's not going to help anything. There's nothing that's going to stop this, as they have too much power in this real world. So start to nurture an unreal world, this world of synchronicity and divine nature, because that's what we're here for. So embrace the challenge. Don't be afraid of it. It's here for you, it's here for me, and all you need to do is live it. Everything else will take care of itself, so relax and let it all happen. Because they're just going to do their thing, and it's just going to happen. And I sure hope that you're not wanting to be like the Patriot and shoot people in the head. I see that so much. They're just waiting to kill somebody, and that's awful. Instead of nurturing a new reality, because that's what's got to happen. That's the only thing that's going to change things. So, well, I'm out of things to tell you. I hope that you can see what I'm telling you, and I hope that you can start to focus on beauty, raise your vibration, uplift the vibration between others, because if you recognize that all conflict stems from our inability to receive this energy, all conflict comes from the fact that we want to suck energy from other people instead of getting it naturally. All of this competition is what's causing all these problems. So the more that you can build your own vibration up, the more you can uplift other people's vibration, the less we'll need to compete for this energy. The less we will need to become psychic vampires sucking off others. And if you do come across people that are in need of this energy, feel free to give it to them. Don't feel like you need to impart your ego on them. It's okay if you're silent. Just give them what they need, and everything you need will come your way, I promise. So just follow this path and uplift the people you meet. They all need it very badly. And the more and more of us that start to uplift more and more others, the less and less everyone's going to need this, and the more they'll be able to uplift others. So forget about your own personal ego. Forget about investing in this farcical reality that they are promoting. Forget about getting that SUV in the new house, because all of that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you that. But that's okay, because the wonderful world that we're going to create from our love is going to make all of this recognizably a nightmare. So that's your mission, folks. Take it. Let your ego set aside. Don't worry about proving yourself. Give the energy to those that need it. And this is the only way we're ever going to create a good reality. It's not gonna. Don't believe all the lies that they've given us in our educational system. And, you know, if you want to, if you need it, start to recognize what they're really up to. And that is their magical agenda, which includes the destruction of matter and the creation of matter. And that's what your universities are doing. And I know that it's hard for you to realize this without looking at that image from that particular standpoint, but there's enough data out there for you to see it. So, you know, keep your children at home, teach them at home, teach them what love is, and they will help save the world. Give them all the energy they need, and don't worry about yourself. Yourself will be taken care of by the divine. To this, I promise. So, until I get a chance to report to you again, this is Freeman telling you I love you. And the world is a wonderful place, even though they don't want you to think it is. Have a good day, and uplift everyone you meet. I'll talk to you later, my friends. For life and eternity. Oh, by the way, you're wonderful. You should know that. Know that. Keep that in your mind. There's nothing that can touch you as long as you know that you're good.
The people people sip their wine, and what we've got there is in questions like, do you have to eat or get your hair cut in heaven? If your eye got poked out in this life, would it be waiting up in heaven with your wife? Glance around, get them. The people clear their throats, stare right back at him. So he said, once there was a boy who joy, until he ran out to warm air. He thought of how his friends would come to see. Would they laugh or had he got some strange disease? God shuffled his feet and glanced around at them. Sat waiting hot on their blankets in the garden, but God said nothing. So someone asked him, beg your pardon. Not quite clear, but what you just spoke, was that a parable or a very subtle joke?